Within the next month, you should be able to see the Walter Sobeloff Center really begin to take shape. Project Manager and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute Chief Operating Officer Lee Katinger says construction is moving quickly.
Not too many $20 million facilities are built in a year and a half, two-year time frame, but we're doing what we can to try to make that happen. The foundations has been poured, it's done. Now the steel's going up. By mid-January, you're going to see more or less the overall structure, the framework, in all of its glory.
The facility is being named for the late Dr. Walter Sobeloff, a Tlingit spiritual leader and educator who passed away in 2011. It will house Sea Alaska Heritage offices as well as education, arts, and language programs. It also will allow the Institute to bring all of its artifacts under one roof, where now many objects are stored at off-site locations.
Our archives and our ethnographic collections, we really have some of the world's most amazing treasures hidden and tucked away.
Katinger says SHI has received contributions for the project from more than 680 individuals, businesses, government agencies, and other nonprofits, including the State of Alaska, the City and Borough of Juneau, and the Rasmussen Foundation. With less than $2.5 million still to raise, the Heritage Institute is planning an art auction fundraiser in February. Media and publications specialist Christy Erickson says they're calling it the Tana Art Auction. The Tana is an hourglass-shaped symbol used in Southeast Native art that signifies wealth and trade.
It's a symbol that we wanted to use in our auction because what often happened is when you would give it to somebody, it would be worth more than the actual value of the piece. And so we wanted to kind of think about that sense of reciprocity that we have with the community and the community have with us, and the idea of creating something, having something more valuable than the actual physical thing.
Erickson says several highly regarded Southeast Native artists are donating pieces to the auction, including Preston Singletary, David Boxley, and Dolores Churchill. The auction will be held February 1st at Juneau's Centennial Hall. Erickson and Katinger spoke Thursday to the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.